We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. We're going to play on and stand strong. With Drolo and Dibs, turn the game on. Bump up the volume, it's time to play ball. With Drolo and Dibs.
I would say that 8 out of every 10 shows, I have the A1 story nailed. That's what we like to do in the opening segment. We come out with the A1 story, and we hammer it home all show long. And I would say that 8 out of every 10, I'm on it. There are times where there might be a lull in the sports calendar, and you've got to figure it out, and you've got some options. But 8 out of 10. Today, I know the A1 story. And I'm intentionally opening with something other than that. Intentionally, because we have plenty of time to dissect the negative, to dissect the panic, to dissect the concerns. That last night, and it's not hyperbole, in the 5 seasons I've been here, was my favorite win of any that I've watched from the Golden State Warriors. Jolo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Great to have you with us on what is going to be our biggest, baddest, and best show of the year. That was the best win. Now, I've ranked it up against 3 others. Claymaker Game 6, Game 6 and Game 7 last year against Houston. I'm just talking about the best game to watch. That was it. Every opportunity last night was presented for this team to pack it in. Every opportunity last night was presented for the fan base to find the exits early. Somehow, some way, the OGs get together, they go to the fourth tied, they rally in only a manner in which this franchise can rally. The fans find themselves standing for the final 5 minutes of that game, screaming at the top of their lungs. That was the ultimate throwback game last night. Now, what does it mean for Game 6? What does it mean for Game 7? The injury to Kevin Durant? We will get to all of that. But we're starting with that win. That was an incredible piece of professional sports to watch last night. I could not fall asleep. I could not wait to get in here this morning. Usually I have stats and numbers and little nuance inside this notebook. I don't care. It's just 2 or 3 key talking points. That was an amazing victory last night.
Yeah, and I think that is really the first talking point, Joe, and good morning. And it's just simply wow, because when Kevin Durant goes out and you see him limping and the way he was limping, we've all grown accustomed to know exactly what that is. And it didn't take Reggie Miller's premature diagnosis for us all to have the same collective thought, which is not only is his season over, this dynasty, everything's over. Everything stops. This is revelations. We've reached the end of the story, but come to find out, this team wasn't ready to go out like that. And you mentioned the OGs. Livingston comes in and plays great. And there's that sense of, hey, maybe they can still do this. And the fans kind of felt it, and the team felt it, and they played with that passion. And next thing you know, when the final horn goes, after a couple of wild, wild sequences, you somehow still got the victory, and there still is joy in Mudville.
What are you thinking as you're watching it last night?
I'm watching this, and you think, oh, my God. When you see KD, and you look back, and you see what happens, like, oh, my God, what is going on? The Rockets outscore them 29-15. You're like, it's over. I get up, I start doing the little walks.
That was Dubcon 3, they got outscored 29-15.
Yeah, Dubcon 3 was, yeah. I was like, here we go. And a part of me, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, here you go. This is the team that you've had. This is the team that's before Pre-Durant, this was the guys. This was the Splash Brothers and Draymond and Iggy. The core, the team is back again. The guys that had the mantle before KD, before the greatest player, before probably the best player in the NBA or the association came here. This was the guys. And these guys reached deep. Joe, without a doubt, that was the biggest game and the best game. I think that was the most enjoyable game that any of the Warriors fans could have seen today because of the fact everything that went wrong, everything not having KD, and now it was up to them again to see, and we forgot, can this team do it again without KD? And a lot of people thought, no, the Warriors showed so much heart last night, best game that I've seen.
I had tears in my eyes. At the end of last night's game, I honestly and literally had tears in my eyes based on what had just played out. Forget about the future. We will get into all of that beginning with Friday night's game. But think about the scenario that unfolded in front of you. The Warriors come out, and like every other team that was coming home for a game five, they smashed Houston early. Absolutely smashed them. They jump out to a 14-point lead after the first quarter. Now, the second quarter gets dicey, but they battle back, and they take a nice lead to the half. They're up 14. Should have been up 25 or so. That was the take. You know, the Warriors are probably going to win this, but they found a way to kind of squander some opportunities there. But whatever, you're up 14. You come out in the third. You start getting boated. You start thinking about Clippers game two. What the hell is going on here? Get organized. Get functional. Then the injury. And it puts everything in perspective. You start thinking to yourself, season's over. Dynasty's over. The future of the NBA. People started jumping into that. The Knicks, they're not going to want damaged goods. All of it's out there. All of it. And then you go to the fourth tied, and every single hero you needed stepped up and made every single play you needed. Steph Curry had 9 points in 30 minutes prior to the injury. He was playing another poor game. It was another poor effort from Steph. Following the injury, he scored or assisted on 20 of the final 36 points. 56% of the scoring is directly attributable to Steph Curry after the injury. Klay Thompson had scored 27 total points in the previous two games, scores 27 last night, hits the bucket with 4.1 seconds left. Defensively, when he was the primary defender, Houston shot 3 of 13 last night. In games 1 through 4 of this series, when Klay was the primary defender, Houston was shooting 52% from the floor, not last night, 23%. Klay Thompson showed up. Klay Thompson got that max contract last night. Splash Brothers, first time this postseason where they both scored 25 or more. Kevon Looney, get the man a Windex endorsement. He was cleaning glass all night, and he had the biggest offensive rebound of the season late in that game. Andre Iguodala, the presence of mind when Kevin Durant gets hurt to immediately commit the foul so they don't give up a cheap bucket. The series is, I believe, only the fourth series in NBA history that has had the first five games decided by 6 or fewer points. Historically, very rare series. Every possession matters. Iguodala, smart enough to realize the injury could cost him a bucket, commits a foul, takes one for the team, they figure it out. Boogie Cousins rallying the troops. Steve Kerr rallying the troops. The fan base on its feet for the entire 10 minutes of that game, the final 10 minutes, willing them the victory. And then, when all of it could have gone south, and the worst of all teams could have found a way outside of LeBron James to do that to you on your home court, they got you one more game at Oracle. No matter how it plays out, they got you one more game at Oracle Arena. One more. They weren't going out like that last night. Chris Paul, why we call him Little Chris, 3 of 14 last night.
Wow.
0 of 6 from deep. James Harden, 5 points on 3 shots in the fourth quarter. Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time situations. That was a vintage performance last night. No matter how it plays out the rest of the way, you have that to hang your hat on for the rest of your life.
And for Chris Paul to go 3 of 14, and you mentioned 3 shots for James Harden in a fourth quarter where you can sense that this series is about to be swung. Like you say, the dynasty is in the balance. If you're Houston, you go into the fourth into a tie game and you think Kevin Durant isn't walking through that door, literally.
How do they not smell blood in the water?
How does James Harden not say to his teammates, look, this is going to be my quarter. I'm taking this over. We're going to suck the life out of the crowd. We're going to snuff the life out of this dynasty. And you go ahead and put that thing to bed. But you mentioned it. Chris Paul was awful offensively. And James Harden went missing man in the fourth quarter when his team needed him most.
I didn't even mention Draymond Green. There was a 5-second sequence last night that sums up Draymond Green perfectly. Fourth quarter, he knees Chris Paul in the head while Chris Paul's sitting on the floor and he picks up a technical. He starts complaining to the official. I can't believe this happened. They show the replay. It's as egregious as it comes. And you sit there and you start hating him. And before you can officially go over the cliff, full-blown hatred, he knocks down a three at the other end of the court and the building explodes. And you think to yourself, this is Draymond Green.
Right.
I am going to hate you and then I am going to love you. Then I'm going to hate you. Then I'm going to love you. There is no middle ground with Draymond Green. Everything that needed to happen last night happened for that win. Have you ever been a part of anything like that? I mean, I'm somewhat speechless, yet I've got millions more words I will be spewing out today. Puke and rally. We said it all day. They puked and rallied in the second half of
and
that game.
And then they puked again, and then they rallied again. That was like a double-up situation. And when you mentioned the Draymond Green sequence, it starts with him taking the charge on Chris Paul with five fouls, by the way. Risky, very risky play, but his basketball IQ is such that, so you love him in that moment. Then he knees CP3 in the head. It's like, oh, Draymond. Then he sticks to three. You're right, Joe. In that one sequence, it totally summarizes the love, and I don't know about hate, but sports hate feelings you have toward Draymond Green in those moments.
Jurebko, McKinney,
huge.
Looney, Livingston, everybody who was called upon stepped up last night. I mean, Draymond plays 40 minutes. Steph played 44 minutes. Klay played 35 minutes. Or excuse me, 45. Iguodala played 33. Durant played 32 and got injured.
And pay the under on Jordan Bell, 0.1 seconds. I was on the over, so I'm sure if we have time, we can squeeze in a funeral for that bad take.
That done. Over.
DNP coach's decision.
Nice of you to jump in there, Coach. Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
It's hard. You guys are too excited. You guys won't let me talk.
Oh, we got the Shaq Charles Barkley thing going on. All right, we're coming above. We're going to come to Shaq next. Shaq's going to give you all his takes because we now have to begin the process of answering the following questions. Can the Warriors win Game 6? Can the Warriors win the series? Can the Warriors win the title without Kevin Durant? Phone lines are open all day. 888-957-9570. Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
The Warriors pulled off a gutsy Game 5 win. But at what cost?
Something happened.
Well, Kevin Durant's hurt, and he is coming right over to the bench.
We're reacting to KD's injury and the Game 5 win all day. On the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7. The Game. Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
104-99 was the final from Oracle Arena last night as your Golden State Warriors take a 3-2 series lead in the Western Conference semifinals. Game 6 Friday at 6 p.m. Should a seventh game be necessary, it will be Sunday. Time is yet to be determined based on all the other series that are still taking place. Denver and Portland and Toronto and Philadelphia. We told you how that Buck game was going to play out last night. Made a little bit of money. We make our jokes about Bet162 and how disastrous it's been, but every now and again we hand out some winners on this program. And last night, that Milwaukee game was a lock smash from start to finish. But the focal point now turns from what a great effort, what a great game we got to witness last night. Digging deep to find a way to the injury that we didn't even break down in the first segment, and that's Kevin Durant. It is being diagnosed as a right calf strain. There will be an MRI today. Anthony Slater has a great breakdown on this. Durant has suffered a strained calf twice in his career. First year he was here with the Warriors, he strained his left calf in game one against Portland. He missed games two and three. He was essentially out for 7 days. Last year, January 2018, strained his right calf, missed three games again over the course of 7 days, but this looks like a more significant injury. So I come to you first on this. Can the Warriors win this series without Kevin Durant?
Yeah, and they're going to have to. And the thing about it is they won a game last night without Kevin Durant. And they won it when it seems like all odds was against him. You get outscored with Kevin. Even Kevin was there, and they started playing a lot sloppier at that third quarter. They're, 29-15. Y'all got outscored by 15 points in the third quarter, and KD goes out. And you have a whole fourth quarter to be able to say, we were able to meet force with force. No matter what, KD's out. The Rockets had the great opportunity. They smelled blood in the water. But the Warriors said, that's not how this story's going to end. That's not how it's going to end. And that's when you look at players, and players just stepped up. Steph was having a dismal game. Wasn't a great game. But at that time, at that point, we talk about certain things. How was Klay? What would Klay do? What will Steph do? Been saying all the time, does it hamper you? When you're with a lot of other superstars and you decide to defer, You don't have to be good. Does Draymond have to have a great game for them to win? Does Klay have to have a great game for them to win? Does Steph had to have a great game for them to win? No, because they had KD. So everyone, they say, oh, yeah, might have to. They would like to see them play better. I like to see them. But they didn't have to have a great game because they had someone that was always having a great game in KD. So the have to, they wanted to. But the must wasn't there. Last night, they had to be great in the situation. So now moving forward, now that's the mindset is completely different. You mean to tell me last night, all of a sudden, Looney just started playing again very great? The guy had 3 rebounds a game before that. That was it. He comes there, and in 5 seconds, he has 3 rebounds. That's the want to. That's because I have to. That's because Draymond said, hey, guys, we got to be a lot more physical. That game should have never came down to that. That game should have been blown out. They were up by 17, got as high as 20. And all of a sudden, you see carelessness. Guys stopped hustling as much, thought that they took their foot off the pedal and let the Rockets come back in. But when you talk about can they win this series, yes, they can win this series. Is it going to be harder? Absolutely. But now each individual, when they're called upon, now it's a must. It ain't, we got KD. Now you understand what's at stake. And everyone collectively, Drebko comes off the bench, hits a 3. Those guys, other guys, players around, all of them now know that, hey, look, I can't afford to be lackadaisical because our king is not here.
Will they win the series? Ken? I think we all agree, Ken? Yeah, they can win it. Will they win it without Kevin Durant? It's not going to be locked up.
No.
Not going to be locked up. There's no fear of reprisal.
It's not a matter of fear. It's just
did
a matter
I just
of,
say Dibs?
Oh, I think you said we were going to be locked up.
You have to look at this, and you can't just say, "Oh, man, they're just winning this series." You're at a level. You're talking about 1 through 10. I'm at a level 9. And they're at a level 9.
What scale are we talking about here? Panic scale?
Panic scale.
Okay.
Now, you have...
10 obviously being full-blown panic.
Absolutely. But you can't be at full-blown credit because what you saw last night. We have short-term memories as humans. We believe, we live in the now. And we think, oh, my God, KD, we said the best guy in the association. But take 3 years ago, they have beaten this team with the same characters. And when you saw Harden dribble the ball out of bounds with like 4 seconds again, is the margin a lot tighter? Absolutely. Ball movement now is going to be a premium. And here's the thing. If the ball movement's moving and they have if they have 300 passes, if they do what they do, yes, they'll win the series. If you see passing go down to 220, all those things, no, because that means they're playing iso ball. The ball has to move at a premium, get back to the way that you used to play because you don't have a one-on-one iso guy anymore. So, yes, they can win the series and will win the series if and only if the ball movement continues to move. That's how they win this championship.
I got to follow up because I'm still trying to get there. I'm not trying to attack you. Do you see them winning the series, though? Do you see them winning this and advancing to the next round?
I do.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't understand. I'm just like, if you look,
you're at laying out the how.
Yeah,
and it's beautiful.
Right, but I don't. But
I'm just like, if you're predicting it,
I know.
I'm curious,
but it's like
to...
when you predict, it's like, okay, if someone gets hurt, if something like certain things we can't predict.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like for us, it's like, oh, this is going to happen. We can't do that. They lost the best guy in the association. Does it change the odds? Yes. Will Houston be favored going to Houston? Absolutely.
6-point favorite. Game 6.
Will the Warriors be favored in Game 7? Yes.
Yeah. We were talking about that before the show.
But that's just the way it is. So okay. It's going to come down to who wants it more, and if they're going to continue to play, got to play great defense and ball movement.
All right, Dibs, how do you see it? This is the question everyone wants to know today. It's going to be asked everywhere. Can the Warriors win this series without Kevin Durant?
Yes, they can. And yes, they will, Joe. And it is going to go back to the old axiom of strength in numbers. And you saw it in the fourth quarter where you needed to have contributions from Sean Livingston. Jarebko came in, hit a 3 before hitting the side of the backboard a couple of times, which cracked my family up to no end. My wife hasn't watched super close, so when she sees a guy who she doesn't necessarily recognize hoisting it off the side of the backboard, it becomes something to kind of lighten the mood in the room.
You're not really used to seeing that at Warrior games.
No, seeing balls on the side of the backboard or Jonas Jarebko, but strength in numbers. He's going to have to play. Andrew Bogut is going to have to find some minutes, even though he hasn't played now in nearly a week. Kevon Looney's got to play as well as he did. It's going to take a collective effort from everyone to offset the loss of KD. Shout out, Migos. I don't think they win Game 6, but they will win Game 7 at home.
Text line is open for business. Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. We're also going to take calls. I promise you, we just have a lot to say today. The number is 888-957-9570. Can they win the series? Yes. Will they? It depends on the strategy. It depends on the strategy they deploy over the remainder of the series, and I've got that for you.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
It was an amazing victory at Oracle last night, but there was a price to be paid. And I'm not talking about the Durant injury. I'm talking about the taxing nature that 48-minute thriller put on our starting five. Draymond Green plays 40 minutes and fouls out. Steph Curry plays 44 minutes. Klay Thompson plays 45 minutes. Andre Iguodala, 33 minutes. Looney off the bench, 22 minutes. If you are going to win this series, you have to think big picture. You've got to dig really deep into the nooks and crannies, and you've got to find the strategy that's going to get you to the next round. I'm not saying this is going to be a popular strategy, but I think if you're the Warriors, you're donking off game six. You're not playing any of your starters. You're letting the backups go out there and make it messy for the Rockets. And you are putting all of your attention on game seven, Sunday at Oracle, where you're at home and you're playing comfortable. I think that's the only way this gets done. Last night was great, but the amount of taxation on these dudes, they've been telling us. What is it? Maya Angelou with the famous commentary, people will show you who they are, just let them. These guys are out of gas. Whether or not they can go the distance remains to be seen, but if you're going to survive this series, you have to be realistic. 6-point underdogs in Houston, they've got their back against the wall, they smell blood in the water. The same thing happened last year, just in reverse. Chris Paul goes down with the 3-2 series lead. The series shifts to Oakland. This year it's shifting to Houston. You grab game six and then you try to make it rain in game seven. It happened with the Warriors last year. It is the exact same scenario this year for the Rockets. They are going to go home and they are going to smell blood in the water. They're men, like you say, and they've got pride. They are not going to be embarrassed by a Kevin Durant-less team in game six on their home court. I think you have to understand that. I think Steph doesn't play. I think Klay doesn't play. Draymond and Andre sit. You give all the run in the world to Jordan Bell, to Andrew Bogut, to Jacob Evans, to Yurebko, and you make Houston tax themselves because Houston still has to win that game. The starters got to play minutes. You go out there and you make them do that, and you get in their mind early. You let them know that while they're out there messing around in game six, you're already focused on game seven. That's what I'm doing. That's the strategy.
It sounds good, but they'll never do that. The head coach, he'll never do that. You can't compromise and say, oh, it's looking at game seven. Now, are they going to limit minutes? Yeah, Harden played 45 minutes. What has this team done last night? It was no exception to the rule. Green's been playing 40 minutes. Curry and all those guys have been playing these minutes. And like you said, in these series, it's been taxing. It's been taxing all of them. They understand what's at stake. Now, I think they will rotate more and try to save, to say, look, we're going to look for game seven. But I think it's more than that. I think that Kerr has to do a masterful job getting things to the official. Getting things to the referees and to the NBA, sending tape. Steph last night was getting grabbed. I mean, held so many times. They finally called one on Gore. He's getting grabbed. I think now you're going to see, without a doubt, mark it down, Steph Curry is going to get more calls. Steph Curry is going to get to the line. They are fouling him. He's going to get a lot more calls away from the ball. It's going to happen.
What would make you believe that?
What I saw last night. But what I saw last night and what I think that what Kerr has to do, and I think what you do is you continue to send things into the league and say, look, we don't have Kevin Durant. They understand that you got to let my guy become Steph. And holding him around the waist, pulling on his on the shirt, the officials have to do a better job of calling those things because it's not bumps. It's grabs now. Now it's actually holding last night, and guys are locking arms and doing a little turn. I really believe the thing is going to shift. I think you're going to see Steph get more calls. In my opinion, he's going to get more calls away from the ball because they're not giving him the freedom to move because they're grabbing. And I do think that he might limit the minutes and call off the dogs if it's a tight game. It's no way they pull off.
It's fascinating that what you lay out, Joe. It absolutely won't happen, but I think if you had a chance to, in a bubble, do what was best for your team, then you wouldn't even fly those guys out there. Klay, Draymond, Steph, Andre Iguodala, you all just go ahead and stay home. We won't even go through the dog and pony show of flying you out there, and then what, DNP rest, all of them. In an ideal world, yes, absolutely. That way they would have an extra 2 days, no travel, stay home and gear up. I think it's closer to what Lowe's saying about it's probably an early plug. If you find yourself down, you know, 67 to 38 early third quarter, and it's just not going your way, then you can say, all right, we're going to go ahead and start the bus up and pull the plug.
That's what's going to happen, though. That's what's going to happen. They're going to Houston. They're going to get smacked around, and then we're going to be looking at Game 7, and we're going to have to analyze Game 7. That's where we're at. I completely understand that you're not going to go down there and rest. I get that, because you can't do that.
Yeah.
But if you're not going to, you got nothing left in the tank. Last night was that final kick you get when a guy is being strangled to death. He's got that one last body reflex motion before he dies. That's what last night was. You don't have enough left in the tank. You have no one on the bench who can play for you now. Who's stepping into the starting lineup? Iguodala can't give you 40 minutes. Steph is completely out of gas. They're not going to start giving him more calls.
We'll see. I just said, no, I knew what you're saying.
I hear what you're saying, but this has been going on for 5 years.
At least.
The only reason it changes in Game 6 is if the NBA realizes their ratings are going to tank if the Warriors don't get past the next round, because no one wants to watch the Rockets. The Rockets are not an appealing watch. They flop, they complain, and they do one thing offensively, which is shoot threes. Nobody's interested in that. Harden is not a marquee guy. Chris Paul is not likable. Chris Paul, once again, on the biggest stage, crapped himself. He is the biggest punk in the NBA. Did anyone see what happened in the final exchange when Klay Thompson made that last free throw or that last layup last night?
You were showing me earlier.
No one saw this because they were busy watching the Warriors. Go back and watch the tape. Klay is against the out of bounds. He's flailing. He gets the ball in. He gets the ball back. He hits the layup. Everyone's going nuts. Chris Paul runs over, shoves Klay Thompson out of bounds. No one sees this. He pushes him out of bounds in front of the ref. They don't call it. Then the ball, everyone's scrambling for it. Looney gets it in the corner. Chris Paul literally jacks him in the chest and shoves him to the ground, and no one sees it because they're following the ball. Ball comes back into Klay. Klay scores. Paul's immediately looking to the refs because he wants a foul. He shoved two guys out of bounds. He's the biggest punk in the NBA. He was 0 for 6 from deep last night, and he was what on the game? 3 of 14. He's a punk. That's all he is. But they're going to win Game 6. And they're coming to Oracle and they're winning Game 7 unless you come up with some sort of miracle solution. There's nothing left in the tank for these guys. Nothing. Are we sure Draymond won't pick up another tech and foul out? Are we sure Klay Thompson will run hot yet again? Klay Thompson had the biggest game of the playoffs last night. Does he have that in him again?
Great start for Klay. And I think that if you look at a 48-minute effort, anything's possible. So you go to Houston and you realize you're the most significant underdog you've ever been under Steve Kerr, and you know that you've got a game to sort of play with. So I don't think that you're playing with any real pressure in Game 6. And plus, with the early diagnosis being calf strain for Kevin Durant, it's possible he's able to go for Game 7. We don't yet know. Today there's an MRI to determine the severity of the injury. I know he was seen limping after the game yesterday. You don't yet know whether or not he'll be in or out for Game 7, but I think from an energy standpoint, this Warrior team will have enough in Game 6 to compete. I'm not predicting an outright victory, but I don't think that they're going to get blasted off the floor.
And who's the pressure? The pressure was everyone said was going to be on the Warriors last night. Okay, they were able to answer. Now the Rockets got the pressure. Everyone thought, I mean, if last night you talked about that was the best game as a Warrior you got to see Joel and witness because of the fact in the way in which they were able. The Rockets went up. The Rockets were up by one. He's got as high as two. The Warriors, how they're able to battle for a whole quarter. Didn't have, and that was the opportune time. You saw Gordon look at KD when he's hurt. Their team got excited, said their guy, their king is out. We got this. The Warriors nutted up, tightened up, and said, let's go. Let's go play. We're not going to run. Guys, Steph took over the game. He started making shots. The focus, the attention to details, everyone started playing a lot better. When you just go name guys and say, okay, Steph, can Steph cancel out Harden? Yeah. Is Steph capable? If Steph's on a heater, Steph can score just like Harden. Klay Thompson can get on a heater, but we haven't seen the consistency. I get that part of it. But this game in Houston, you look at it and you're saying, absolutely, I'm with you. If the game is going awry, you absolutely limit your guys. You go with the more rotation. And even if it's not, you stay with that rotation. You go ahead and rotate guys because you understand what you're dealing with going for Game 7. But now you got a team out there in Houston that's got to be looking and saying, man, we had a chance to go up. You don't think out of this whole series, It's been back and forth. The home team's winning. You don't think last night out of this whole series for a team to steal a game, last night wasn't the best opportunity for the Rockets? That was the best. That was, you could, if someone said one guy on the Warriors is getting hurt, and you said, I got KD without KD, and you're going into a one quarter, and you're up by one, and you're playing against the Warriors, and your best player is not going to be able to play. You mean to tell me everyone and their mom wouldn't have betted the Rockets for that quarter? They got beat.
We saw this last year. You say the pressure's on the Rockets. It's not. It's on the Warriors. It was the same thing last year. What happened when the Warriors went down 3-2 and Paul got hurt? We came in here and we said the series was over. There's no way the Rockets could win. Same situation reversed. Everyone's telling me it's going to be the Warriors. I hope you're right, but I'm not hearing any reason why I should believe that. There's no one on the bench who can play. There's no one who could step in. You just lost the guy who was on a historic path. He led you in scoring for 8 straight games. 8 straight games. Only Michael Jordan had averaged more points through the first 10 games of a playoff. 1992, I believe, is when that was. You are taking that production out of the lineup, and you're going to what? I want to believe.
I think Livingston played a little bit better last night. I think guys.
How many minutes can you look to him for in game 6 and 7?
Well, you got to add 3 or 4 minutes to all these guys. Jarepko played better defense. Jarepko got rebounds. Looney did a great job. I just think you got to, like you're saying, you have to go to those other guys, which you're laying out. You have to.
Tell me who's going to get it done. I'm just going based on what I've been watching. I would like to project things are going to be different, but if I've seen one thing play out multiple times in a row, I need a reason why that's going to change.
We'll jump into it next.
Okay. We got calls. We're coming right back with all this stuff. Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
The Warriors pulled off a gutsy Game 5 win. But at what cost?
Something happened.
Well, Kevin Durant's hurt, and he is coming right over to the bench.
We're reacting to KD's injury and the Game 5 win all day on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7. The Game. Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
104-99, your final from Oracle Arena last night as the Golden State Warriors take a 3-2 series lead over the Houston Rockets. Game 6, Friday at 6 p.m. Game 7, if necessary, Sunday at Oracle to be determined. Rockets currently find themselves as a 6-point favorite Friday night as the expectation is that Kevin Durant will not play. Strained right calf is what they're calling it. There will be an MRI today. Stay locked here on 95.7 The Game. As soon as the news surfaces, we will have that for you. I didn't even give you the guests for today. Greg Papa at 8:30, Rick Kamla at 9:10, Sam Amick at 9:35. I want to go to the phones, but there is a level of concern here. Started the show very positive. I will be extraordinarily positive when I talk about what I saw last night. But looking down the road, very concerned. Very concerned.
Yeah.
I haven't won a game in Houston yet. Now you're going to go down there without the best player in the NBA and try to steal one? Probably not going to happen. Fine. Understandable. Most teams would fail in that spot. But you're going to come home and find a way to win then? These guys look taxed. They look gassed. I'm saying you put all your eggs in that Game 7 basket. No one wants to agree, and I completely respect your opinion for that. But if you go down and get taxed in Game 6, everyone wants to tell me about momentum. Everyone says it's a thing. You're going to lose Game 6, and then all of a sudden you're going to stop the momentum in Game 7? There are concerns here.
Yeah, there should be, and you will have the home crowd adrenaline, which I think was a big factor in the fourth quarter last night. So can you have that adrenaline carry you for the entirety of a basketball game? That's a little bit more difficult. Certainly last night when you've got 14 minutes left in the ball game and you know Kevin Durant is gone maybe forever as a Golden State Warrior, but certainly for the rest of that game, it's easier in a short spot to get that adrenaline. You saw Looney make big plays. You saw Sean Livingston actually play some good basketball in that fourth quarter. Jarepko came in and contributed. Can that work over the entirety of a 48-minute game? We'll have to see in Game 7 if it comes to that. But I'll just say this. Don't discount the Warriors necessarily in Game 6. Klay starting to show signs of life offensively. Steph certainly picked it up once KD was out. So I know that they will be taxed, and they've already played more playoff games through these two rounds than they ever have before in their run through the first two rounds. But these guys, they'll find the energy, Joe, to at least compete.
No more crumbs, right? No more crumbs. The guys are talking about all the crumbs and this and the other. Now play. You've been saying you want to be the headliner. You've been saying, hey, is this guy a max player? Everyone's talking about all the different things that's going around. You're like, okay, You say, do you want Harden over Steph? Okay, Clay, do you want Chris Paul over you? You go through, okay, Draymond, you want Capella over him? So you look at it and you say, guys, this Houston Rockets team, yes, the difference is we won championships. They want what we have. The difference is, guys, now we know we've won before. Our group has won before. Before KD was here, we won. Now, KD's not coming through the door tonight. We understand that. Are we going to go out here and play? How much of the pressure now is the Rockets saying, we got this? Or how much of the overconfidence now saying, okay, because it's been KD and Harden. Everyone's saying, sit back and get your popcorn. Let those two go. How much of this now that these guys are like, okay, is Houston going to come in over cocky? Is Houston coming in too confident? Is Houston coming in now tight? So they're going to say, guys, let's just play our game. And I think that you'll see a Warrior team go out here and they'll play and they'll compete. Now, if it's a blowout, I could see Steve Kerr totally pulling these guys. I also can see Steve Kerr early in that game going to his bench, going to the rotation and saying, okay, if we're going to still win and keep this thing close with just doing it the way that we're going to do it, not taxing these guys 45 and 47 minutes, not doing that, then I will. I'll do that. But I think if the game gets tight and they do have to stick around, I can see them trying to win it.
888-957-9570 is the number. This is a day where we'd like to hear from you on all things Warrior-related. Remarkable, remarkable performance by the crowd at Oracle last night. Everybody standing for what appeared to be the final 10 minutes of that game. The team digging down deep in a situation where they could have easily packed it in, finding ways to win. But while you reflect and enjoy, you have to look ahead and at least worry a bit. I know the confidence levels can be high. I'm wondering why. 888-957-9570. David, South San Francisco. David, thank you for the phone call. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Fire when ready.
Thanks for taking my call. I think two things. It's Deja Vu Splash Brothers for 2015. Secondly, I think strength in numbers, they should put in Bogut. Give hard fouls on Chris Paul or Harden once they come in, like Greg Papa was saying, and let them feel hurt. I think that's the important thing. The other thing is defending Harden. They could do a double team on him and let him be the passer like what they're doing to Damian Lillard in the Denver series. So I think that's my thing. Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. Pablo in Oakland. Pablo, welcome to the show. Floor is yours. Fire away.
Joe, I'm disappointed in you, man. You out of line. How the hell are you going to tell me you have no faith in this team? Bro, this team has one definition, resiliency. It's not comparable to any other team. Look at the Rockets yesterday. Even though they were getting pummeled they were close. Nobody in that bench during timeouts was giving that little rally of like how Draymond does to really tell everybody, let's get together and win this because we can. And they will. That's the difference between the Golden State Warriors and any other team. That's something that you can't find on a stat sheet. And to be honest, man, I can't trust you and your picks after hearing how bad you've been doing with the Giants, and that's all I have to say.
Good optic, good call. I did not say no faith, so let's get that right. Did not say no faith, number one. Number two, you didn't actually lay out any single reason why they're going to win. You just believe. That's great. Belief is great. Belief plus a few bucks will get you right on BART. It really will. Tell me how. Tell me how you're going to go to Houston without the best player in the NBA and you're going to win. You couldn't do it with them. How are you going to do it without? Well, I believe. That's great. I'm going to believe too. I want to believe. But I'm looking at very simple prognostications. Game six, you are an underdog. That means you are seen as the inferior team and you are seen as less likely to win than the other. Game seven will be a similar situation. You will be a dog on your home court. You can go ahead and book that now. Lock it up. Do whatever you need to do. So if you're telling me that I've got to go ahead and make a prediction on how this is going to play out, and I don't have to worry about point spreads, but in game six and seven, the same team's going to be favored, I'm going to take that team. That's just simple math and probability telling me how it's going to play out. Now, I love the idea of believing. Tell me how. We just said, and everyone keeps bringing this up, Sean Livingston had a good game last night. I agree. Last night's game for Sean Livingston was 1-for-2 from the floor, 2 points, 2 fouls, no rebounds, no assists, no steals, no blocks, -1, 14 minutes. We just called that a good game. And I'm not disagreeing. I also think that was a good game. Tell me where that's going to improve. I'll wait. You guys can figure it all out. Jurebko last night, man, he was flying around the court. He played 5 minutes. He was 1-for-3, +1, 3 points. Alphonso McKinney, 5 minutes, didn't take a shot. Kevon Looney, great game. Great game from Kevon Looney, one of the biggest offensive rebounds of the year. I was all over Windex on Twitter last night saying that man needs an endorsement. I truly believe that. How's he going to play defense when Houston's coming at him on every single possession when he's on the floor for 30-plus minutes? Quinn Cook, 0 minutes, but he showed up in the box score. Bell couldn't play. We set an over-under for Jordan Bell yesterday at 0.1 seconds. The under cashed. Bogut didn't play. Evans didn't play. Love the Splash Brothers. Love what this team's done over the last few years. I'm just looking for a why. And if the whole thing is, well, you got to believe, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I like the faith. But I also deal in reality and I deal in facts. And when someone gives me a fact on how this is going to play out, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, you can do it by making the template similar to what last night showed you, which is you outscored Houston from the three-point line by 3 points. One singular three. In game four, you were outscored at the three-point line by 27 points. 9 collective threes. Houston scored more than you did. So if you ask me about the blueprint for victory in game six in Houston, and really game seven is quite frankly very similar, you're going to need more minutes from the role players, as you mentioned. You're going to need more determined efforts from guys like Kevon Looney, Sean Livingston. McKinney's going to have to play. Bogut's probably going to have to eat some minutes. But the bottom line for me is defending the three and shooting the three. You had Klay and Steph obviously have a bounce back game. Klay hitting 5 threes. Steph hit 3 threes. You'll need those to be a little bit higher. If you win the 3-point battle, I think you can win one of these two games.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Good morning and welcome to your 7 o'clock hour of Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Today's Take Your Pick poll question brought to you by FH Daily. Chevrolet is up on the website now, 957thegame.com. It is very simple. Will the Warriors advance to the Western Conference Finals? 888-957-9570. We are taking all calls on the matter as well. Bud in Oakland. Bud, thank you for the phone call. The floor is yours. Fire when ready.
What's going on, fellas? So, I take JD's injury as dehydration. You know, like you said, all of these guys are tired. If it's a calf strain, I'm going to take dehydration. He's taking on a strong load. He's putting up these historic numbers. And, you know, the body will break down if it hasn't had enough rest. And then I know you say, how are we going to pull off this game six? Guys are looking tired. Everybody's looking tired. So let's not forget that. But what happened to the Rockets when KD went down was a little bit of R&B. They fell out of rhythm and they got the blues. You know what I'm saying? Then what happened after that? It was right down memory lane with the Splash Brothers and Draymond. And that's the same way we won the first championship. But you want to know how we can win this game? All you can ask for these guys is to defend and without fouling. That's all you can ask. And ball movement. Ball movement will get everybody moving, and somebody's going to score. Klay and Curry look like they have woken up. They know what they have to do. They know they have to carry this team like they have done before. And that's how we're going to get the job done, man. Running guys off the three-point line, turning them into passers, defending. And ball movement. Thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate the phone call. Lee in Fairfield. Lee, thanks for the phone call. Floor is yours. Fire away.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call, fellas. Here's how they're going to win, man. Number one, the pressure's on Houston. The pressure's not on the Warriors. The pressure's on Houston. Think about it. Last year, Houston was the favorite. They played at home. They swallowed the frog. 0-26 from the three. Here's how the Warriors going to win. They're going to keep it close. Within 10 or 12, the whole game. 10-12. By the fourth quarter, Houston start missing some shots. It gets under 10. They start feeling the pressure. The choke chain starts coming around their neck. Next thing you know, 5 minutes left, there is within 5 points. Here you go. They start feeling the pressure. Can you imagine the narrative if Houston loses to the Warriors without KD? When the Warriors are in their head, and here's how it's going to end. I'm going to tell you, book this. It's going to come down to the last shot. Draymond's going to take it. He's going to miss it. Jarebko going to come in with the tip in. Game over. Houston's done. That's how it's going to end.
Jarebko with the game winner. I appreciate
awesome,
that.
That
was very specific.
Calling the Jarebko walk-off in tip-in fashion. That would be something. 100-99 at Houston. in a game six stunner.
Ball movement's going to be everything. You're right, Dibs. You got to run them off the three-point line. You got to play better there. And that way you got to say, okay, if we're going to use Bogut at certain situations, going to be their rim protector because you know Chris Paul wants to slice through. You got to move them off the three. You got to make sure you limit the three. They're going to get theirs. And the biggest thing offensively is ball movement. Last night, first half, watching that ball zip around, you saw guys cutting, moving to the board. The Warriors were moving. And you saw guys coming open, wide open, getting free layups because the movement was so frantic. It was so at such a high level. Guys were getting wide open because you turn your back 1 minute and a guy's cutting. They were cutting, slashing. That's how they're going to do it. They got to play at a very, very high level, and it's going to take a lot. Whether it's game six or it's going to be game seven, it's going to take a lot of energy from either one of them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.